better person than I knew I was.
Hey, folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Sarah Yacoub with the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstad of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy, 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 happy.
Hello and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstad. Pat Kreitlow is here too, along with Sarah Yacoub.
And we are chock full of guests and information this week. We are all over the most important job of 2022, which is democracy protection, whether you live up north or any place else in these United States while they are still united. Let's try to keep the democracy together, shall we? It starts with having Congressman Mark Pocan on to tell us why this Wisconsin congressman is asking the United States Attorney General to investigate the 10 people in Wisconsin who fraudulently tried to pass themselves off as presidential electors as part of that multi-state effort for Donald Trump's gang to incite a coup.
And then we talk to State Senator Jeff Smith, who serves on the Senate Elections Committee, to discuss what Republicans are still doing to amplify the big lie and undermine public confidence in fair elections.
But first, before we go along with our awesome show, with our awesome guests, I wanted to do a personal thank you to anybody listening on the radio tonight or folks that were going to catch it on the podcast next week. Anybody who donated to the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC to be able to allow us to play our anti-gerrymandering commercial in the Wausau Media Market. I just wanted to thank you. We were able to do it. It played, and I think it might have been the highlight of the game for me.
It was the highlight for a lot of people.
It was to watch that commercial because it showed it told a lot of people in the Northwoods that they need to be blaming Republicans for rigging maps yet again for the next 10 years.
Well, it was great to get that out there and to see you and Sarah and Kristen Lyerly and some other folks on the TV still putting your voice out there. I'm sure that actually made more than a few people happy in your respective parts of the state to know that you're still staying active that way, just in case they didn't already know they could, you know, catch you here every Wednesday evening. And it was probably the highlight of the weekend. Because that game was everything I said last week that I was afraid that it was going to be. So now we get to spend, I don't know how long, saying, oh, is Aaron Rodgers done? Is he going to retire? Is he going to be traded? And there are 7,000 other radio shows you can listen to right now for speculation on that. This will not be one of them.
Exactly. Like, Pat, we can't even start talking about this because every other radio show in the entire state is talking about all this stuff right now, too, as well as all the memes that were hilarious about anti-vaxxing and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah. You know, you can only play with the word shot so many times. Oh, no, it turns out you're wrong. You can play with it limitless times to do that. And Sarah, you're close enough to the river over there to know that the people in that flat land to the west of you were all very happy to see the Packers go down.
You know, as a Vikings fan, I felt a little dirty being a 49ers fan, but I'm going to go with it.
So that's nice, of you to throw away all the goodwill that you've built up all this time with that confession.
Sarah, you just made tons of friends on our on our radio show today.
one more note of things in the news because it's new today, Wednesday, as we tape the show, and that is that U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer has announced that he's going to be retiring at the end of this session. And it leads to the other parlor game. If you don't want to play what's happening with Aaron Rodgers, now we get to play all over again. Will Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, you know, go along with Joe Biden's pick, or will they muck it all up? And so we get to play that game for a bit, I sense.
Oh, no. We got to worry about Manchin and Sinema for the Supreme Court justice, too?
I doubt it, but, you know, it's always possible. So, hey, when we come back, we'll switch gears. Congressman Mark Pocan on the need to put more investigatory firepower behind the plot to seat fake electors and steal the 2020 presidential election. You're up north.